Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
43219.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Jacqueline Williams.
All right, thank you. And please verify your shipping address.
1609 East 4th Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, 43219.
All right, thank you. I've located this account. I'm looking over the details on the account. This is for a smartwatch. It was a free welcoming gift for joining the Consumer Gadget Club. So you paid $7.95 for the shipping and handling, and that $56.95 is for the membership fee. How may I help you today?
I would like to cancel all of that. No, there was no writing that said it would be $56.95 for a membership fee. It just said that paid the $7.95 for the shipping. So I need to cancel and get my $56.95 back, please and thank you.
Okay. I've canceled the account effective immediately. This will prevent any future charges. Whenever you're ready, I have that cancellation number for you.
I'm ready.
All right. It is C258-885-536. Mm-hmm. Now, as a courtesy, I can issue a 35% refund to the charge, and you should see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days.
Why can't I get the full refund?
Well, this is a valid charge. Before you're able to place the shipping and handling charge, it does require that you agree to the terms and conditions, and that is for the membership. It buys you a $125 gift card to spend at the online vendor discount shopping store.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Mm-hmm. So that membership fee, it buys a $125 gift card voucher to spend at the discount shopping store. That's an online vendor. And before you're able to receive that free welcoming gift, the smartwatch, it does require acknowledgement of the terms and conditions. So this is a valid charge. Let me see if there's any. It sounds like there was a misunderstanding of our program details. One second. All right, so I can issue a 50% refund to that charge. Again, you'll see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with?
You can issue a 50%. So what's the total amount that would be refunded?
All right. That's a refund of $28.48.
So I don't even want that. Like, I'm so confused on why I just can't get my whole money back.
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, this is a valid charge. If there were another way I could help you, I definitely would. But I do have you cancel from anything further. And we can go ahead and
so
get that.
So this is, I'm so confused because, like, if I buy something at the store, decide I don't want it, I can return it and get my money back. This is nothing different.
Well, this is.
So I would like a full refund.
Yes, ma'am. So there are terms and conditions that have to be agreed to before placing the order for the shipping and handling of that welcoming gift, and it was for joining the membership. That welcoming gift was for joining the membership.
So the welcoming gift was charged on July 31st, and then the membership was charged clearly after the welcoming gift. So how do you get a welcoming gift before you have a membership? That doesn't make sense.
Do you mean January?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. I was about to say, I think I've located the wrong account. Okay.
No, you got it. You know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right, so January 29th, that's shipping and handling, $7.95. The item was free, and it should have already been delivered. If not, it is in transit.
Yeah, I don't have it yet. So.
Not yet. I'll check on that for you. But it is.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right. And that membership fee, it will delay for 3 days. Well, it says it was delivered on February 3rd. This is coming from the United States Postal Service. Now, I can give you the tracking number for it, so maybe you could call the post office and have it tracked down.
Yeah.
Do you,
Regina.
okay. It's a long number, so let me
I
know
am,
when you're
yeah.
ready.
I'm ready.
All right. 940-11-12-50-8804-893432.
8-9-3-4-3-2. Thank
Yes,
you.
you're welcome. Now, is there anything else I can help you with?
So you're only going to give me the 50% back.
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, that's all I can do for you.
Is there anyone else I can speak to? Because I'm just dissatisfied.
I understand that. And if there was a way for me to assist you further, I definitely would. We all follow the same protocol. So let me see if there's any other way to help you. All right. No, ma'am. I mean, I have the 50%, and that's as far as I see. Yeah, but it does sound like there was a misunderstanding of the program details. Have you, I don't know.
I don't even have an email information, nothing that says what this program is or anything of that sort.
All right. Let me see if I can. Maybe you can go back and check on the 29th of January and look for that. Yeah, let me see where it's coming from. All right, it may be coming from the discount shopping store. One second, that was for the smart. There we go. All right, so hottest online discount source. Try searching that.
Yeah.
And it may be in your spam or your junk mail, possibly.
Nope.
Nothing. Well, I can get that intro email sent back over. Let's see. I want to verify your email address. JACKOFHEARTS 1027@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we'll get that over there to you. And that may take 24 to 48 hours for you to receive that intro email. All right, one second. All right, so I have that email will be coming from the corporate office. All right. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye.